Good morning, happy Tuesday. Thank you for rocking with your girl Dime C on the Dime C podcast. It is Tuesday, July 24th, and I wanted to start off my show with a touching subject. My thoughts and prayers go out to Nia Wilson. I was reading the news and I came across her story. Nia Wilson was 18 years old and she was riding the BART train like a lot of Americans do in the United States. And she was fatally stabbed by a white supremacist. And it's sad because this teaches not even just women, but everybody. You have to make sure you pay attention to your surroundings. But sadly, I mean, even if you do, I can't say that it's going to stop somebody from doing harm to you, but at least maybe you can defend yourself. But it was sad. She's just riding the train home with her sister, and her mom stated that she didn't like riding that. She was afraid of the BART train because so many attacks, violent attacks, had happened. And here she took it anyway with her sister, you know, trusting that she was going to make it home safe, and she didn't. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Nia Wilson, 18 years old, and was stabbed by a coward, a white supremacist that goes by the name of John Lee Conwell. Her sister's name was Latifa. And she was 26 years old. And the police stated, and they referred to this as the deadliest stabbing. It's like they compared it to a prison attack that was among the most vicious he had seen in 30 years. This is what a police officer stated. So, you know, it was bad. And that's why I said my heart goes out. She was 18 years old. I've rode the train before in New York, Boston. It's just sad because you have those kind of weirdos on the train, or people who just don't have it all on these trains, preying on women mainly to attack. And it's so sad. And he slit her throat, by the way. I didn't want to mention that, but that's how careless he was. And his sister stated that after he did it, she didn't even know the sister, 26-year-old Latifa, she had been stabbed also in the neck. But she said she was so adamant about, you know, making sure her sister was okay, trying to take care of her. But she said she noticed when she looked back, he was wiping off his knife and just standing there looking at him. So that's how you know he just wasn't about the right. And we're not going to blame it on mental illness, but it's just some sick people out here in this world. But the good thing is the man was arrested, and I hope he faces life behind bars, because a man like that who just goes around trying to stab young women on a train, he needs to be put under the jail. Moving on to my next subject. School is around the corner, and I was reading about in New Albany. They're starting this week, actually, July 26th. And New Albany and Floyd County schools will be getting metal detecting wands, which I think is a great idea. But the school says they're getting it free of charge, but they're saying they're deciding when they want to use them. They don't want to use them every day. Well, why are you getting them if you're not going to use them every day? Okay, I don't know, but they're figuring it out. But congratulations to the students going back to school early. I didn't know school even started in July in some places, but I guess, you know, right here in Louisville, Kentucky, right across the bridge, you will have kids going back to school, which is kind of a good thing. It gives them something to do. But yeah, they start back July 26th. My son doesn't go back until August, I believe, the middle of August. So I'm going to be getting his school supplies together here soon. So everybody go to your, wherever you like to go, Target, Walmart, Staples, and get your school supplies ready to go, because it'll be right around the corner. As soon as we look up, school's going to be right back in. I hope everybody's going to have a great Tuesday today. Y'all know I leave off with my quote. My quote of the day is by Will Smith. I wake up every morning believing today is going to be better than yesterday. This is by Will Smith. I'll read it again. I wake up every morning believing today is going to be better than yesterday. Quote by Will Smith. Two things. Always remember to stay true to yourself. Do something out here that you enjoy doing, because if you don't enjoy it, why are you doing it? It's a waste of time. And always remember to fight the power. Thank you for rocking with your girl, Dime C. Peace.